And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo!
I got a question here from, that's from Bob, and it says, Dear Philo, well, thank you, appreciate the sentiment. If an I ate a particularly tasty pig, could you resurrect it so I could eat it again? Well, it's kind of an interesting question, because I've seen a few questions like that coming my way, and to be honest with you, the answer is it's a qualified yes. Which is to say that it's yeah, but, and you know, a lot of things here in this kind of field of work do have a bit of a but in them, and it's very important to read the instructions all the way through, as we have seen demonstrated by the surprisingly accurate Doctor Strange movie, that you can do it, but what you'd have to do is once you eat the pig, in order to resurrect the pig, you would in fact have to have. And, hang on, I got it in the manual over here, see this, there we go, yep, wait, it's the next page over. It's, you have to have at least, 86.7% of the original pig in order to resurrect it so that you can eat it again. Now, it's a difference from if you had actually just, like, taken, like, one leg off the pig and then ate that, and then, you know, you can convince the pig's leg to regrow on the pig. You'd have to actually put all those other bits back together again, but first, of course, you'd have to basically, well, how am I going to put this delicately? You would have to collect all the bits of former pig, both et and not et, and you'd probably have to wind up separating the bits of et pig from the bits of et non-pig, if we want to go that way, which I gotta admit is gonna definitely put you in the hole for some significant animal husbandry personal protective equipment. I don't think you're just gonna be able to get away with the sleeves that go all the way up to your arm and then make gloves there. No, I'm pretty sure that we're gonna have to go with a full Karen Silkwood shower at the end of this. Probably 3 or 4 of them. Tomato juice and the lemons. Lemons and tomato juice actually works very well, but do not use Clamato. Trust me on this one. I have learned this from harsh experience. And then you'd have to basically separate all the bits of the et pig from all the bits of the et non-pig, if you want to put it that way. Gather them together, and then we have to, like, go through the process. And it's a bit like putting together a jigsaw puzzle if you got blindfolded and you're wearing oven mitts. And I can't guarantee that every part of that pig's going to wind up in the same place it was prior to the entire butchering and eating process. Like I said, this ain't the first time that somebody's asked this question of me. I've actually had someone come by and ask me to resurrect their dog a couple times because, well, they're hunters, you see, and it's a hunting dog. And the hunting dog's actually a pretty good hunting dog, but they're not that good at the hunting part. And, well, most of the time it's fairly easy. You just got to remove all the bits from the dog that aren't actually part of the dog, and you can usually identify those because they're the hard metal parts, and then you gotta go through the process and placate and abjure, and then you gotta, you know, say, okay, now sit. And if he sits, then hey, good, you got yourself a hunting dog back. Now, if his eyes glow bright red and he goes straight for your jugular, you probably do not have a hunting dog unless you're hunting something other than what you were hunting previously, but that's a whole other thing. That's why I'm not allowed in the Petco no more. But aside from that, the important thing here to remember is that basically, if you're gonna eat something, you can either eat part of it and then try to get that part back, or just not eat it, or eat it all and just assume that it is in fact gone. Speaking of which, I've got to say right now, one of the both funniest and meanest practical jokes I ever saw was my friend Cletus. You heard about my friend Cletus. I talked about Cletus earlier on another podcast. There is that he decided that he would see what happens if you resurrected a chicken egg. And my friend, he had a 3-egg omelet, and Cletus says, oh, watch out, y'all watch this, which is not only a useful abjuration and a way to begin the the ritual, but it also makes sure that people are actually watching. And then he done resurrected the eggs and turned them into chickens. While they were inside this other guy here, he was an intern, you know, we've got a few of those interns, and they sign a waiver, so he knew the job was dangerous when he took it, but, he made an awful sound, and the darndest thing was when them three little, chicken peeps started gonna come shooting out of his mouth, kinda like out of, like, a t-shirt cannon, except they were firing chickens. I mean, you know, I know the Air Force has this cannon that they shoot, like, frozen chickens out of to test the windscreens, and they were breaking the windscreens left, right, and center, and they got that cannon from the Canada people up in Canada, and they said, why are we always breaking windscreens? And the Canadian people says, thaw the chickens first. So, that's also valuable information for everybody, really. I'd say thaw your chickens first, but thaw them in the refrigerator as opposed to thawing them, you know, out on the counter, because then you get salmonella, and then I wind up having to have far more work ahead of me than I had really planned on, and we're not going to do that one again. I mean, not since Christmas 3 days back, man. 3 years ago, it was a little awkward, but, you know, it's all right. Grandma's doing better now, and she can say five or six words at a time before she starts, you know, thrashing against the restraints and trying to bite someone's neck again. I said, Grandma, calm down. You know darn well you're not a zombie. You're a revenant. There's a difference. And I tried to show it to her in the book, and she tried to eat the book, so I had to get the book away from her. That's why we're not allowed in the public library no more. Well, that's one of the reasons we're not allowed in the public library no more. I had a bit of an incident there where I spent a lot of time laughing far too loudly at their copy of the Necronomicon, and, no, that's the Necronomicon. Necronomicon, that's an entirely different thing. We're not actually having that convention this year due to the plague that's happening right now, but I'm sure that we'll all be able to gather once again in our robes and our overalls and have ourselves a grand old time. And what was the question again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's pod@theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to.